This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Parents at Evergreen High School raised concerns about the lack of security on campus less than 24 hours before a student opened fire there last week. CPR's Haley May reports.
Parent-Teacher-Student Association President Cindy Majika says the night before the shooting, the principal explained why the school still did not have a full-time student resource officer despite the assigned deputy being on medical leave for nearly a year.
The reasoning that she was given is that the board has deprioritized the Mountain community of funding for SROs because they consider us to be less crime and less probability of incident.
The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office decides which of their 14 SROs go to what schools. CPR News has requested the communication sent to principals of both Evergreen Middle and High Schools explaining the availability of the officers. Haley May, CPR News.
Loveland police have arrested a man suspected of vandalizing an unofficial memorial to conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The damage occurred at a home in Loveland. The residents hung a banner on their fence reading RIP Charlie Kirk, We Stand With You. The sign was surrounded with American flags and solar lights. Overnight on Saturday, someone lit the display on fire and vandalized a car parked at the house. Police said their initial investigation suggested the damage was politically motivated. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Tomorrow, two events are scheduled in Fort Collins in honor of Kirk. They'll be hosted at Colorado State University. More invasive zebra mussels have been found in Colorado. This time, State Parks and Wildlife discovered adult mussels in the Colorado River just outside Grand Junction. New colonies were discovered in July. Now, officials have found more in the west and east lakes in Mesa County in a side channel connecting the lakes to the river and the river itself. The non-native species have spread to more than 15 states. They've clogged water intake systems, costing municipalities millions of dollars, and damaged local ecosystems. This is CPR.